The Eila told the Yitzchok ben Avram. Avram hoiled as Yitzchok. By he Yitzchok ben Avram shone of a kachta is Rivka, bas besuel harami padna rum, chois loven harami loyli isha. So Rashi brings down bas besuel he padna rum a chois loven. Didn't we know yet that she's the daughter of Besuel? And she's the sister of Lavan, she's from Padan Aram. Now, to teach us a special praise that she was the daughter of Arasha, the sister of Arasha, the place was a place of Rishon, and she did not learn from their Meisim. You have to understand, is this the Iker Maila of Rivki Imenu? Last week's parsha, we learned about a tremendous chesed that she did. So, why is the Torah over here stress this inyan that she didn't learn from these Rishon? So I saw brought down that a person could be a Baal Chesed, a person could have all the midas in the world, but if they are bound to be mushba by others, that could waver and they could lose their resolve for that. Avram Avinu was Avram HaIvri. Avram Be'Eiver Echad, Kol Oilun Kuloi Be'Eiver Shemi. He had to stand up against the entire world. And that Yitzchok Avinu did the same thing, and Yaakov Avinu did the same thing. They had to have that midah. So the Torah is telling us over here, over all those midahs, but this midah was totally necessary to come into the house of Yitzchok. She had to be able to withstand the pressures of the outside and not to be mushba by them. As to be one of the imahis, she had to have that mila. And of course, this is one of the keys to our survival throughout the Dairis, that we are descendants of Avram or Ivri, and we are descendants of the Ovis, the Imois, and they had this special characteristic that they were able to stand up to the Ravim and to go against the tide. Live fish can go against the tide. A dead fish is swept away by the tide. Chiyus Chayim has to be that we're not mushba by the outside. We are vastly outnumbered by the Goyim, and we maintain our identity. That's the key to Klal Yisrael's survival. There's very choshev in Rishpacha today in Klal Yisrael. Far choshev, you know, Magidei Shir, Rosh Yeshiva, Erlich Yidin, Mamish. So at the turn of the century, their father came here from Europe, from Poland. He had to make Parnassa. Parnassa was very shvach there after World War I. So he came into America and he found that it was a Parnassa. And he sent for his wife and his children to come. And she said, "Rishumai from Vinyanat, I'm not coming." She wanted to get, you know, she said, she's not coming, you know, to bring her children here to America to be mushba. Anyway, Lamaisa, she got a bracha from his rabbi. Her rabbi, I believe, was the Bava of her rabbi, Rabban Tzion. She got a bracha from him, and he said, if you work hard, then you won't be mushba. They moved to Canada. They sent their children to public school with a baldy haircut and long gepeis. That's the way they went to public school. They should know that they are yidden and they should be nicker, mikol, totally mufresh. That's the way she brought them up. She was from Ibn not. And kachava said today the mamash gor choshev and gor choshev and mishpachet. So that's the mida that the Torah points out in Rivka. She was the daughter of Arasha, the sister of Arasha. She lived in a place of Rishon, v'leilomdimimaseim harayim. Esav comes to Oyev in Hasoda, and he sees Yaakov cooking a soup, and he says, haliteini no min ha'odam ha'idam ha'zeh. So Yaakov Avinu tells him, michro kayoim es b'chayros chali, sell me your b'chayra. So Pashtus, it looks like that Yaakov was utilizing this opportunity. He was always coveting the Bechaira, and now he had the opportunity because Esav needed a desperate favor from him. So he said, okay, you want a favor, I'll give you the favor if you sell me the Bechaira. But the Emes says you don't find anywhere that Yaakov Avinu was coveting the Bechaira. Boom. This is the first time you find it. It's mashma, something happened over here that was a goyim that Yaakov Avinu should want the Bechaira. What is it that happened over here that was the Gerim the Yaakov Avinu wanted the Bechayra? It doesn't say when he was growing up, this is what he was looking forward to. And this Maisa happened, he said, Mikra Kayyam is Bechayra Oskali. Also, it's Shver. If not for this Mechira is Bechayra, Esau would be the Kayyam. It's a little bit hard to be masig how Esau would be the Kayyam. So, the Altus Kalena Rebbe, the Sefer Noam Eliezer, he brings down from Agoyin HaKodesh from Yeshaya Shur, Zechet Tzadik Lebrach. And he says the following. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Mem Amud Aleph that an avoid of the Kahanim was Kahanim Oichlim Ubailim Mischafrim. The Kahanim ate the Korbanis, and the owners, the ones that brought the carbon, they received the kapara. So that was an avoida, and they had to do it with Dusha of Tahara for Steitzach, and Achilo Bigdusha, and with that, the Bailam was Mischapir. And Mizman Shein Beis HaMikdash kind of like nowadays, Chazal say that the Shulchan is B'mach and the Mizbeach, and Aideya and Achilo Bigdusha, Yuzoicha to a kapara. So until that time, Yaakov Avinu didn't bedavka know that Esau was a zoyl of a soy. They didn't look after Esau's meisim. They ate at different times, and you know they had different storim. So he didn't bedavka know that Esau was a zoyl of a soy. But he wasn't. You know, he minded his own business. So shall if he say, figure look, Esau his avoda. He's not the biggest masbin in the world, but his avoda will be kahanim oichlam abaylam mischap. But now Esau comes in and he says, Halitaini no mina odam odam azeh, shove it down my throat. Mina odam odam, one after another, straight, shove it down. He should have said, Tainli me'am eichel, Tainli mixes, and edla oifen. He said, shove it down the same way they do to a behemoth. So Yaakov Avinu said that this kind of an achila is going to be an avoida. He says, Chas v'chalila. So he said, Michro kayyam is b'chay ros chali. It was not a rabbi, it was this nice over here. Until then, Yaakov Avinu didn't bedavka have the Bechor gets the Bechor, and the Bechor gets the Avayda, and Esau will do his Avayda in his way. But he saw in such a prust way that's the way he talks about Achila, shove it down my throat. So, and that's why Rashi says over here, because the Avayda is with Bechor is. So Yaakov said, "Ein Rosh Azek Kedai Shiakov LaKodesh Baruch Hu." Right, and that's the pshat. He saw it right over here with this mice. It was in his ear right now, because he said, "Halitaini Nomin Adam Adam Azek." That's also the lashon in the pasuk Mikra Kayyim. What I saw happening today, that was the Goyim that I want you to sell me the Bechayim. Those zogt the Heiligus Kalaner Rebbe B'Shem Hagoyin Hakodesh B'Yishai Yeshur. The Torah is ma'irich on the be'eros, on the wells. Arichas, mamish, which the Ramban says, the Torah tells us about the be'eros, it's ma'irich on the inyan of the be'eros, and in the parsha pshat of the sefer, there's no te'alos l'chayra. It's not a covered gadol for Yitzchak. He had one be'er, and there was an esek over it, he called it esek. There was a second be'er, and again, they were fighting over it. They called it Sitna. And then a third bear, they called it Acheves Ki Achshav Yachav Lanam. Okay. So the Ramban says, the Yesh B'inyan Hazeh Inyan Nister is coming to tell you that the Be'er is Ma'iram Be'er Mayim Chayim. That's the wellspring of life, and that is the Beis HaMikdash. The first posik, the first Be'er by Esek is Meramis Tobias Rishon. There was tremendous arguments during that time. And the Goyim, they fought with as many Machloiksim until they were Machrivit. By Yesheni, there was tremendous sinner going on over there. It was worse than the first. And the entire period of By Yesheni, there were arguments going on until they were Machrivit. We have the terrible goals that we're still experiencing today. By Shlishi is called Rechaibiz. That's the bias Shlishi. Los Lovai, Yibonav Imher of Yomeinu, is going to be done without any arguments, without any strife, and Hashem will be Marchiv Argvu. Those are the Ramban. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer, Emes LeYaakov, yes, over the Maisa, good, it's a Gevaldiger Remes, but what Mokum does it have over here in the Parsha? How's it connected to the pshat in the parasha? What, you know, all of a sudden, the Torah wakes up with three batei mikdash, like, what's the shaykhus? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the Torah found the Siba of the Churban, and that really was connected to Yitzchak Avinu finally finding that third Be'er. Torah tells us the Yitzchak Avinu was already Seivel to Oil HaGolos. You see, the Plishtim, they didn't like him, they gave him problems. You see that Yitzchak already was Seivel to Oil HaGolos. Why is that Negeya? Because it says, Geri Yez Arachav Eres Loilahem. You know, the Rashi says later on that the 400-year cheshbon of Golos started from Yitzchak. Where do you see Yitzchak was in Golos? The Torah says you see over here. Even in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Golos because the Plishtim gave him problems. So Kolzman, he had his rechush in his place. He had tefuah, he had whatever. They didn't give him any problems. But once he had Mikneh, Tzayin, Ubakar, that's when they started being jealous of him. Like Chazal say, Yoeh ani Yusa liYisrael. Poverty is good for Klal Yisrael. If we show our riches, then it's not a good thing. A couple of weeks ago, I heard an announcement. 6 out of the 10 richest men in the world are Yidden. That's not something that, you know, that does us good if it's announced in the world. You can imagine, you know, all the conspiracy people and what the Goyim have to say about that. That we're a fraction of a percent of the population, and 6 out of 10 of the richest people are Yidden. That's not a very, very good thing. There's Goyim, terrible, terrible kinna from the Goyim. So at first, he dug a bear, right? That was a vadeh matana from Hashem. And they said, Lonu Hamayim, the water belongs to us. Okay. So at first he attributed it to the fact they need water. So, good. So then he dug a second bear. And they argued on that as well. So he called it Sitna. Why? In the beginning he thought they don't have water and they need water, so they're taking the bear. Right? But now, why are they taking the bear? They already have water. Teretz is just coming machmasinna. Right? So then he understood that in the sviva of the Goyim, he's not going to be much lech. You know, if he's within eye range of the Goyim where they could see him, there's going to be the jealousy, there's going to be the sinner. So he figured he had to move away. Right? Finally, when he moved away, and he himself dug it on the third time, so then he had the Hatzlacha, and they called it Racheves Kihichav Hashem Lanu. So it has a shaykhus to the pshat over here. Why? Because if you're ma'ayin in the history, this was really the story with the Batei Mikdash. By bias reason, Shlomo HaMelech was Makuruv to the Goyim. He married many Goyish women. Why? Because he was Megayer them, but he wanted to have a shaykhus with the Goyim because he felt that he was the Ish Sholem, he was the man of peace, and in order to keep the Beis HaMikdash whole without any machlokesim, he thought that he had to be peaceful with the Goyim, right? And this was really the seed of the Churban. If you really see, he built a big palace for Bas Paroi, and that's when Yeravim ben Nevot gave Musar Barabim, and that's when Klal Yisrael split, and that was the beginning of Avodah Zarah becoming rampant, and that was the Goyim of the Churban. So it comes out that Shlomo HaMelech being close to the Goyim was the Goyim of the first Churban. By Bayis Sheni, Enoch and Ami, Klal Yisrael, they built it on their own, but Lamaisa, it was under the pikuach of the Persians. They needed Kairish's Rishus, and they needed the Persians to give them Rishus, and Lamaisa had a shaykhus to the Goyim. And if you look at the history of Bayis Sheni, it's also like that. Because of the hashpah of the Goyim, so the Chetchila, you had the Mesyavnim that went over to the culture of Yavon. Afterwards, they were the Natsechov and the Mesyavnim, so they took on a different form, Tzedukim. But it was the Hashpah of the Goyim that Lamaisa caused them the problem. Finally, Yanai HaMelech's children, they were Mesyav, they were Tzedukim. That brought Rome into the picture, and Lamaisa, the Churban happened. Bayis Shlishi, that's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build it first. That's going to be Rochel from the Goyim. It's not going to be their Hashpah. We're not going to need them. and that is what's going to be the kiyum of the Beis HaMikdash. Doimed to the third one. It's Merumas also. The first two times it says that the Avdei Yitzchok dug the Be'er. The third time it says, Vayachbar, that means Yitzchok himself dug the Be'er. It was under his sidur, it was under his supervision, and he did it in a way that had no shaykhis to the Goyim, only then did it have a kiyum. So it comes out that these three Batei Mikdash, it's not some random that the Torah is telling us, it's a remez for these three things. It was Yitzchok's Mahalak and all these three things that was the Maisa of a similar Banim for what happened historically. By his Rishon was still Kirva of the Goyim, by his Sheni Kirva of the Goyim, by his Shlishi, no Kirva of the Goyim. Vayehav Yitzchok is Esau Kitzayid Befiv. The Rivko Heves is Yankiv. Why did Yitzchok like Esav more than he liked Yankiv? And because of that, he wanted to give him the brachas. And L'chayra, Yaakov Avinu is the Yosef by Holland. He sat by Shem Ve'Aver. So with Erech HaTeva, it would make sense that Yitzchok should want to give him the brachas. What's up is he wanted to give it to Esav? So the Ramban says, Yitokhan Lefarish. Vayev Yitzchok is Esav Babur Ki Befiv. Yitzchok knew that after the Achila, he had a special simcha, and it was chal on him the Ruach HaKodesh, like it says by Elisha Hanavi. Va'atok chuli minagen, v'hoyo ki nagen ha-minagen, v'ati olov yad Hashem. Now what's the Yisai that Bar Mishim? Because Yisrael Broi, the Tzadik L'Broch, is Mazbir. He says, we know that for a Ruach Hashem to be chal on a Novi, he has to be in a matzah of simcha. Different Nevi'im attained that matzah of simcha in different ways. By Elisha, it says, he listened to music, and the music brought him into a zah frame of mind of simcha, where the Ruach Hashem was chal on him. By Yitzchok Avinu, it was the eating of meat. Right? When he ate meat, so it brought in him a Ruach of simcha, and that was the geirim that he should be besimcha, and the Ruach Hashem was chal on him. So it comes out that Esau was really a vehicle for him to be zeichet to Ruach of Nevuah. It wasn't Stam, he liked steaks, you know. Esau brought him steaks, and then he wanted to give him the bracha. He saw Esau as a vehicle of bringing him the Ruach Hashem. And I don't know, this was good for Esau. He knew that Esau was a dead side. So he shouldn't be Stam a hunter. He should use his Yodea Tzayit to be able to bring upon him Ruach Hashem. This is why he loved Esav and he wanted to give him this bracha. Another thing is that it's a dover tivi, that a father and a mother have a special love to their firstborn. It's a dover tivi. And the ahava of a father to his son who is the Bechor is easy to bring. And the Ramban says that later on, so the Ramban says, why does the Torah say that she took the begodim of Bino HaGodol and she gave it to Bino HaKotam? To show the Mesiris Nefesh of Rivka. Because B'derech HaTeva, she should have loved her older son more. B'derech HaTeva. So it must have hurt her tremendously to take away from her older son. She had those natural, you know, feelings of love for her older son. But because she knew that this is what she has to do, Alpi Nevuah, she was Mesiris Nefesh, she took it away from her older son and gave it to the younger son. So it comes out as two sibas. Why Yitzchok wanted to give the bracha to Esav? Kitzayid b'piv. But second of all, vayehav, that ahava is the natural ahava that someone has for his older son. Vatikach rivkas bigdei Esav v'no ha-godol ha-chamudois asher ito babayis vatalbeis es yankiv. Zemoy dekivort here from the Kedushi Harim. V'soifer shel dover, Yaakov Avinu received the brachas with the begadim of Esav. So Vashteta, he said that this is a maisa of a similar banim. There's going to come a time that Klal Yisrael is going to be in Golos for very long. And over that long period of time, sometimes they'll take on a little bit of the levush of Esav. The Afal Pikein, the bracha of Hashem is going to be chal on them, even if they're wearing the begadim of Esav. Once you're a gevaldig marshal, you find over the years that the goyim took on some in Hagei Yisrael, like a kratzmach tree, right? We used to adorn our houses on Shavuos, you know, and they took that over for their avodah zarah. That's why we, you know, brought down that many people stopped doing that. And Leheper, the goyim adopted on, and also they adopted a minhag of confetti by a chasma. Where does that come from? Because Yidden used to throw rice. Right, there was a minhag in Yerushalayim to throw rice because it multiplies tremendously. But we've taken over some of the minhagim, like Rabbi Heinemann. I once heard this from him: the unveiling of a monument, an unveiling. There's no such thing as Hakamas Matzeva. You know what's an unveiling? Unveiling is a goyish kind of a zach. So we took over some of the minhagim. They took over some of our minhagim. She said over a marshal. There was once a Rosh Yeshiva whose daughter, he was Meshadach his daughter with the son of a peasant. Tzuyin the Kibacher, his father was a peasant in overalls with a straw hat. And they were Meshadach with each other. Happens as that. So the Rosh Yeshiva is thinking, hey, what's going to be by the chasna? We're going to be dancing in the middle. I'll be dancing with my kapote. And my Hamburg, he's going to be dancing in his farmer's outfit. So the Rosh Yeshiva decided he's going to wear a farmer's outfit. The farmer said, Leheper, it's not going to pass for the Rosh Yeshiva. You know, he's going to be dancing in his kapot, and I'm going to be in my overalls. So he got a kapot. Turned out by the chasen, the Rosh Yeshiva danced in his overalls, and the farmer danced in the kapot. So to a certain degree, he said, that's what's happened in the Golos. We sometimes pick up Hanhogas of Goyim. Unfortunately, today the proliferation of Gashmias has affected our Svivas. But it's a Levush. Well, you know, Lamaisa, the Kol Yaakov is Fartar Panemius. So, Zoktav Lucia Harim, that's what the connotation of this bracha in the Levush of Esav, that even throughout the lengthy goals, when we pick up a little bit of the Levush of Esav, Ober Lamaisa was still going to be Zoichet to the brachas of Yaakov. Vayhi, ach yotze yotze Yankiv, yesh pnei Yitzchak Goviv, the Esav ochiv bo mitzivay. Yaakov has just barely gotten out, and Esav, his brother, came from his hunting trip. So Kotzke, Zeichet Tzadik v'Kadosh L'Vracha, says that, you see over here a gevaldig remez, wherever Kedusha leaves, wherever it's mistalik, the tumma wants to get a foothold right away. Yaakov Avinu represents everything which is kodesh. Esav represents everything which is tumma. The moment he left, the minute the kedusha leaves, the tumma wants to get a foothold. So he says, "Mitzoy Shabbos." We say Vinayam, and we say Psukim because we want Shmira because Shabbos is leaving and the forces of Tumah are coming in. So that's the end of the Malava Malkia. You want to try and delay as much as we can. You want to keep the Ruach of Kedusha in. But he says also that's why they were Misakin to say Vitin Lecha. The Bracha that Yaakov Avinu got when the Kedusha is leaving and the forces of Tumah are beginning to come in. That's when we say the bracha of Yankim. Vayugad l'Rivka as divrei Esav v'no ha'gadol. It was told to Rivka the words of Esav, her big son. Vatishlar v'atikra l'Yankim v'no ha'katan. V'tomra elov hinei Esav v'achicha misnachem v'chol hargech. You have to understand why did the Torah stress over here that Esav is b'no ha'gadol and Yaakov is b'no ha'katan. We know that already from before. So Rosh Hashanah Rafal Hirsch points out in Ma'ariv Kizach, we already see the Torah stresses that Esav remained the son of Rivka even after what happened between them. Rivka says to Yaakov, "Lo me'eshkal l'shneichem gam b'yayim echad. Why should I lose both of you? So you see, she maintained her love for Esav, even after this ma'isa, right? By Lavan, when it mentions Lavan, it says, Achi Rivka en Yaakov Esav. Again, it stresses, she was still the mother of Yaakov and Esav. Also, the Hanhag of Yitzchak and Rivka, it's roy to study. Normally, a ma'isa like this happens, that Esav, the brachas are taken away from him. Turn over the house, mamish, and be angry, and mamish, machloik is a family feud. The family should come apart. Yaakov runs away, right? Esav lives over here because of it. He wasn't chased out of the house, and remained over here, and had a rabbi. You see that Esav wanted to please his parents. You see Esav, he saw that Roy's been nice, he wanted to please his parents. What's the pshat over here? Dr. Shamsham of Paul Hirsch, that Yitzchak and Rivka treated Esav like a regular son, even after this mice over here, and even after they knew that he was Yitzchak and Tarbis Roy, but they kept him as a regular son. Regularly by a family feud, Chas v'Shalom, who knows what could go on. It goes into the courts, and the whole family's turned over. That's not what happened over here. Life continued as usual. Why? Because Rivka did what she did, L'shem Shamayim. It wasn't a personal thing against Esav. She had to do it. She saw B'nevuah, this is what has to be done. She saw that this is the key of Klal Yisrael, so she did it. But after she did it, life went back to normal with her regular regoshim. Loma Eshka L'shneichem B'yaymechad. Why should I lose both of you in one day? And the emes is, it could be, the Briska Rav says, Loma Eshka L'shneichem B'yaymechad. Why Shneichem? So Biskarov says, I'm already thinking, Biskarov says, we know that a lot of Gerim came out of Esav. A lot of Gerim. Vadi Ger Tzedek, Unkulus Ager, the Tanner of Meir, Bnei Banner Shalom along the Torah, Bnei Brak. A lot of Gerim came out of it. But in order for those Gerim to come out of him, there has to be a Bezdin of Yaakov Avinu to be able to be Megayer in it. So if she's going to lose Yaakov, she's going to lose Esav and Mela also. So you see from that vort, that chat, she had hopes for Esav that good things are still going to come out of him. Shnei geyim bevitnei, elu antaninas v'rebi. Right? So they had to nurture that as much as possible. We have him. He's talking out what we would like him to be. But there is good hidden over there, and in future generations it's going to come out. So they will know you with them like a regular son. Paul says that's what Rosh Hashanah says. A guten Shabbos, everybody.
Your address, what?